Hello, everyone, and welcome to Alamo Stadium. I am very sorry. We've had technical difficulties here, but we are now, I believe, encoding and on the air. I'm alongside Mark Supasay. Am I saying it right?
Supasay, Dave.
Supasay. Okay. And Danny Porsche and David, the Hall of Famer. The Hall of Famer. David Klaus. All right, Mark, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Mark Supasay. I also do the stadium announcing at the Alamo Heights football games, and it's a privilege to be here with you tonight, David, for this district opener for the Mules, the 2019-2020 season.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It is. And it is. Good to be here. Good to be here at the historic Alamo Convocation Center. This building has been here for a long time, seen some great games, and we've got a good one on tap tonight.
And welcome on board, Danny.
Thank you, Dave. Ready to get going again. Now, the beauty of opening district play is you're 7-7 coming in for the Mules, and but you're 0-0 tonight, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, isn't it? All right, so we once again apologize. We had some technical difficulties with our computer equipment. Not that anybody else has ever had computer problems. But tonight's a ball game between the Alamo Heights Mules and the Lanier Vokes. As everyone said, it'll be our opening district ball game.
And it is a home game for the Mules.
What's that?
I said it is a home game for the Mules here at Alamo.
Yes, and since we have no gym.
We closed down the Mule Dome last year.
That's right. All season long, we'll be here at Alamo Convocation Center as the Mules are getting a new gym for next season. And so we'll be here all year for our home games. Tipping off district play tonight against the Lanier Vox. Lanier, of course, comes in 8-10, and Mules 7-7. Both teams looking for a win to start district play.
All right, jumping off the starting lineups. Danny, you want to go through the starting lineups?
First of the Vokes, they have Julian Hernandez at a guard, J.Q. Gonzalez at a guard, Michael Munoz, their leading scorer, at a guard, Fabian Maciel as a forward, and Michael Mendiola as a guard. We'll catch the Mules in just a second after this first possession.
All right. Grabbing at the ball and taking the ball away for Lanier is Gonzalez. Gonzalez dribbles outside and goes over to Hernandez, goes back inside on the low post, covered by Voss. And Kobe Love out there, of course, quarterback off the Alamo Heights Mules team. And Braden Jekyll on the court as well.
Good job by the Mules here on defense, fighting around the picks to stay in front of the shooters.
And drive to the bucket, try to take a charge, no charge called. Rebound comes off to Jekyll. Jekyll brings it back up the court and control dribble on the left side. Goes to his left hand, passes back over to Kobe Love, back inside to Voss. Over to DeWitt, back, and that ball is knocked out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds by Michael Munoz.
Nice.
And DeWitt to inbound.
Nice ball movement by the Mules that time.
And goes inside to Voss. He misses the first layup, but rebounds his own shot, puts it back up, and the Mules score the first points of district play.
Nice inside look that time.
All right, outside for the Lanier Vokes goes out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez covered by Brysack. Brysack over Hernandez over to back to Gonzalez as they run the weave out front. DeWitt on him. Mules in a man-to-man defense. They go to the bucket to the Vokes, and a good job. And a good switch there by Kobe Love. Kobe Love, the tallest player on the court, along with Voss, Weston Voss.
Good job by the Mules, staying patient on defense and extending the defense so they're not giving up any open looks there from the outside by the Vox.
A long distance shot off and no good. And there's going to be a foul called. And that's going to be on number 10. Fabian Maciel.
Kobe Love had good position that time underneath, had the inside position, and drew the foul for the Mules.
DeWitt inbounds to Jekyll. I'll be much better at these names and just into a few games.
Well, Dave, he goes, it's Jakely.
Jakely, thank you.
Brayton does it. I've had him since first grade. So.
And so we should know him. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebound, Vokes. Vokes bring it up in a hurry.
Not a bad shot by Bryce.
Oh, and it goes off the knee and goes that way. And Michael Ordiales making a call. Howard Brown, one of the officials. And Michael Ordiales, one of my football players from Harlandale days. That tells you how old I am, folks.
You're well connected, Dave.
DeWitt. Back over to Brysack. Am I saying Brysack right, Danny?
The S is silent.
And over to DeWitt up front. Screen out front by Voss. Both teams content to very go control to the basket. Fake charge and no call. And called 3 seconds, and that was on DeWitt. And Lanier brings it up to court.
Mules back in their man-to-man defense.
Goes to the bucket. It's no good. Rebound off to Voss. DeWitt passing it quickly up court. We didn't get to play the interviews because we came on to the air later on. But Coach Brewer said they want to run the ball.
They were pushing it up that time, just a little bit out of control.
Goes inside. That's a turnover.
Tried to get it in there to Voss, but his man had him pinned. He couldn't quite get to the ball. Results in the turnover.
And shot goes up for Lanier. Lanier a little cold, Danny.
Yeah, they're working the ball to get good shots, just hadn't made one yet.
Vox pulled down the defensive rebound. Here they come quickly back the other way. Shot is no good, and it's going to be rebounded there by Kobe Love for the Mules.
And DeWitt bringing it up on the left side. DeWitt. Now to Brysack. And Brysack over to DeWitt. DeWitt's not a big shooter. Now Voss inside, looks to shoot, does not. Kobe Love puts it up from three, and that's a three ball. Boom, nothing but net.
Pretty shot that time by Love, straight on top of the key.
Shot goes up for Lanier. That's doesn't draw any iron.
Air ball that time.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center.
We're out of timeout, the Mules bring in Milo Langmore and Donovan Phillips.
Okay.
Seeing a full court press right now by the Fox, but the Mules easily break it. Fast break the other way.
Down to Voss, low. Shot is up and good. And that was by Donovan Phillips.
Another nice outside shot by the Mules. 8-0 lead right now for Alamo Heights. 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
And we're trying to turn up the gain a little bit on the mixer. And that shot is off. So far, the Vokes are very cold from the floor.
Yeah, not really getting good looks. I attribute a lot of that to the Mules' defense so far.
This beautiful Alamo Convocation Center. Newly remodeled, and of course with the Mule Dome out of service, that ball goes up and that shot is good. That's Milo Langmore.
Pretty little floater in the lane that time.
Pretty good substitutions there. They come in with five straight points.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Coach Porch. And dribbles to the basket, does Lanier. Then no good. A quick throw down court. And nice defensive play by Fabian Maciel.
Yeah, good hustle that time.
Now coming in for the Mules will be Chris Enriquez. He is a transfer in from Coach Brewer told me where, and I don't remember. So he is new to the Mules program this year. Goes inside to Enriquez on the post. A nice move. All the substitutions, Coach Porch, have scored.
That's seven straight points by the subs. All the more for developing depth.
Now, Coach Brewer said that they play about nine guys, so they're not messing around. They have a lot of people that they bring off the bench.
I watched them play St. Mary's Hall the other night, and they only played with about seven. And in an overtime game, it hurt them.
All right, there'll be a foul. The ball went in, but it's not going to count.
They're going to get Langmore on a block that time.
1:27 to go here in the first period. 12-0 favor of the Alamo Heights Mules over the Lanier Vokes from the Alamo Convocation Center. Shot goes up from three, no good. Rebound off to DeWitt. He quickly goes up to the right side of the court looking for a pass. Throws it over and tries to get it into Enriquez, but it's a turnover. And quickly back up the court is Lanier. And that looked like it could have gone off the knee of the Lanier player, but wasn't called.
Julian Hernandez checks in for Lanier.
Yeah, Munoz checks out for the Vokes. He's one of their top scorers. He's now on the bench. Let's see if their bench players can ignite a spark for Lanier here, trailing 12-0 early. Mules have the ball.
All right, DeWitt with on the left wing. Comes back over to Langmore. Langmore dribbling up the right side of the court, covered in a man-to-man defense. And Howard Brown making a five-second call there, the official. Doing an excellent job. Good job of officiating in this crew. And they try to trap him there out front, but DeWitt takes the ball on the left wing. And DeWitt goes in for the basket. No good.
Nice defensive rebound that time by Michael Mendola for the Vokes.
21 seconds left on the clock here in the first period of play. And this could be a scoreless quarter if they don't get busy. And it's stolen by the Mules. Goes up for the shot and makes it. That was Bryzak. And the quarter is going to end on 14-0. All right, we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on the John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce
I wasn't
the
sure what that was.
Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Alum Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000.
Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supise.
Supise.
And Mark and Danny Porch, and of course the Hall of Famer David Klaus. Scores 14-0. Vokes with the ball. Vokes pass it out front. No shot taken there. We've got a new player in the game. And three-pointer still no good.
Vox continuing to settle for threes, not getting good looks.
And DeWitt brings it back up court. Hits Brysack. He shoots a three, no good.
That was a good look.
Good look. Rebound off to the Volks. Passes it down to the right side. Back over to Gonzalez.
Mules settle back into their man-to-man defense.
And a long shot up. And finally, the Volks get on the scoreboard. That is J.Q. Gonzalez with a three-pointer, 14-3. You said you had some stats there, Mark?
That's right. With that shot, the Volks are now 1 for 15 from the floor so far in this game. Mules shooting just under 50%. Not a bad start for Alamo Heights here early in district play.
Awesome. Okay, I think we had a foul away from the ball.
Three-second violation.
Three-second violation. That's the second one called. Those are unusual calls. 6:44 to go, 14-3, favor of the Mules. As the they run the weave out front. This is a Lanier offense. They go in, and there's going to be a foul called. And that'll be on
Brysack.
That'll be his first.
Good job by Gonzalez that time to penetrate into the defense, draw the foul, sends them to the line here. Let's see how they do from the free throw line.
Kind of quiet in here. We've got the crowd mic on, folks. You're not hearing much because there's not much to be heard.
J.Q. Gonzalez is about done for the night. He averages 3.7, and that was his fourth point of the game. So he missed the second free throw.
14-4, long pass down court. And a foul, and probably a good, well-chosen foul. That was by Damian Vargas because he was unabated. Brian Jakely?
Jakely, yes.
Jakely was going for the layup. He'll shoot two.
Jakely did a good job getting behind the defense that time, released early, and it's going to result in some easy points here probably for the Mules.
Misses the first of two. And coming into the game will be Colby Williams. And I have him down. Is that?
He changed numbers from 32 to 21. I changed it for
okay,
you.
Okay, Colby Williams. Okay.
He made the second free throw.
There we go. All right, free throws in, 15-4. And it. Try to penetrate to do the Mules. The long rebound is off to the Volks. Volks over to Vargas. And outside for three. It's no good. Rebound off to the Volks.
Mendola grabbed that rebound. He's the guy they want shooting right now. They just can't seem to get him the ball.
Vargas with a move inside. They take another three from way out. No good. Rebound by Phillips. Back over to Phillips from DeWitt. DeWitt, Phillips on the left wing to DeWitt, the playmaker. And he's looking for a pass, goes out. And a nice move to the bucket. Did not make the basket, was Jakely. And on drive the length of the court, Mendola, but no good. Pass down to Jakely. Loses a handle on it. Shot goes up. It's no good. It's over the backboard. It'll be Volks' ball.
The Mules have a good height advantage, Dave. When they post up Williams down low in the post, the defenders for the Volks just clearly smaller than him, but they're just having a hard time getting him posted up. But when he has gotten the ball down there, when any Mule's gotten the ball down in the blocks, they've been able to score.
15-4, favor of the Alamo Heights Mules in this first district ball game. They run their offense.
Still doing the weave up top, looking for a cutter. There's Mendola.
Mendola shoots, no good. Rebound to Voss. Voss back to DeWitt.
Shooting woes continuing for the Volks.
15-4, 4:43 to go here in the second period of play. Top of the key goes Voss. The shot is no good. And there's going to be a foul called. And that's going to go against Colby Williams. Actually, no.
Fabian Maciel, number 10 for the Vokes, had a hold of Phillips' arm on that rebound, and that's the reason the call went that direction.
That was a surprise. I thought Love was going to get called there as well, but they called it on Colby Williams.
Well, that's a good call for the Mules. Ball comes in bounds. DeWitt looking to shoot. He does. Little finger roll. Nothing but net. 17-4. Charlie DeWitt.
The scary thing about the Vokes is they're one for how many ever in this game, but they could hit 10 in a row just as fast because that's the way they've played in the past.
And one of those goes up. It's no good.
Another long three from straight away for the Vox. No good. And they're continuing to stay on the perimeter because the Mules aren't giving them anything inside.
And shot goes up for and is good. And that was Fabian Maciel with the basket. 3:52 to go, 17-6. I agree with you, Danny. They can go on a run here.
Starting to hear some calls for defense from the crowd here.
Charlie DeWitt, and it's going to be a charge. And I think it was a pretty good call. DeWitt a little bit out of control going to the bucket.
I expect Lanier to come back in this game, Dave. If you look historically, they've played Alamo Heights very tough. Last year, two really close outcomes that both were in Alamo Heights' favor. But this is going to be a game before it's all said and done.
All right. Mendiola brings up the ball. Mendiola passes over, comes back to him. He shoots a three. It's no good. Rebound off to Mendiola. He followed his own shot. Mendiola passes down in the corner, and it's no good. Rebound off to DeWitt. DeWitt skying there. Long pass down to Voss. Voss looks for Jakely. Nothing there, so they bring it back out front, set it up. And Voss dribbling on the top of the key. And a foul call there.
A little too aggressive that time.
Centeno.
Got caught reaching out on the perimeter.
And at halftime, we'll be going over the stats with the Hall of Famer, David Klaus.
Dave's in his dressing room right now getting ready.
Yeah. Getting his makeup on. Oh, this is radio. Ball's out front.
Lanier is switching all of those crosses out front, and it's making it hard for the Mules to get any kind of dribble penetration.
Pass out to Jakely.
Really
Jakely good
ball
for
a
three.
By Alamo Heights.
Boom, nothing but net. Pass outside to Mendiola. Mendiola drives. The ball goes back outside to J.Q. Gonzalez. Blocked out of bounds. Ooh, that might have gotten a call there. Looked like that might have gone out of bounds on Alamo Heights. 2:22 to go, 20-6, favor of the Mules.
Lanier extending its defense now to full court. Trying to put some pressure on the Mules, maybe force a turnover here late in the second quarter, try to get back in this game a little bit.
Colby Love with a long pass to Jakely.
And there's that turnover.
And turned it over. Did the Mules. Out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Hernandez. Stolen inside by Voss.
Errant pass that time. Tried to penetrate it, just got a little bit carried away and threw it right to a Mule.
DeWitt brings it up, control on a control pace, and a lot of hands there. And the foul is called by Julian Hernandez.
Be interesting to see here, Dave, with 1:49 to go, if the Mules slow it down at all, or if they keep up the pace they've been running out the whole first half.
Jeb Brysack comes back into the ball game. Jakel with a ball, gets it stolen. And pass goes outside. Then out of bounds there. Oh, but that was off of an Alamo Heights player.
Brysack got a hand on it.
It'll be a Lanier ball underneath the basket. Beautiful facility here now. The San Antonio Independent School District has done a great job.
They really have, Dave. It's a great, great venue.
And a three ball by J.Q. Gonzalez.
Career night for J.Q.
And Love getting a lot of pressure, and finally a call. You know, one of the things that Coach Martinez said for in a pregame interview is that we want to make people uncomfortable. We're going to get after you. And that's what they're doing. That's what who Lanier is.
Yeah, we saw a little trap there at half court and almost forced a turnover. It ended up in a foul, but frustrating Alamo Heights down the court, and that's what they're trying to do, obviously, to get those turnovers and hopefully get some easy buckets here down the stretch.
108 to go here, 20-9. And that ball is stolen as it is good. J.Q. Gonzalez gets the layup, 20-11. Here's that sort of mini run that you were talking about.
That's right. We're under a minute now, and there's another errant shot. Vaux with the ball and a chance now to cut it. They're only down 9.
They miss the shot, but the rebound goes off to Brysack.
Not a great shot that time.
To Jakely, excuse me. Then Vaux goes to the bucket, gets fouled. And they're not going to give you an uncontested layup, Danny Porch.
No, they're not. They're going to challenge everything at the basket, which is good. But this run by the Vaux is not hot shooting. This run is caused by the Mules turnovers. They've had 3 or 4 turnovers here in the last couple of minutes, and that's caused the run by the Vaux, not their hot shooting.
Right. And that was something that happened in the San Antonio Christian game the other day as well. That free throw is good by Vaux. Makes the score 21-11. Mules in the bonus. Not that that's going to impact the game very much with 27 seconds to go. He hits both ends of the one-on-one. It's 22-11.
Back up to an 11-point lead here. Vaux rolling the ball in to save some time, looking for a good shot here. Be interesting to see if they play for one.
And that ball is stolen by Colby Love. Pass forward to Jakely. And he traveled, but they didn't call it. And it's good. 24-11.
5
Vaux
seconds.
Bring it back up. Shot goes up. No good. That'll end the quarter. All right. After one half of play here from the Alamo Convocation Center, score is 24-11. You're listening to high school basketball brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Stephen Reese Insurance Agency. Call 210-641-4000. Official sponsor of Texas Sports Productions.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost. Opt for optimism.
You need t-shirts for your club? You need custom uniforms for your sports teams? Call Branded Tees at 210-532-4212. From political t-shirts, bumper stickers, banners, and signs, to youth sporting uniforms for football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, Branded Tees is your choice. With Branded Tees, you get free estimates, no hidden or extra charges, and even design assistance. Stop by Branded Tees at 1720 South Podesta Street or call them at 210-532-4212. Also, check them out online at brandedts.com.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker alongside the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. David, you want to run through the stats?
Certainly. Alamo Heights ahead at halftime, 24-11. They've shot 33% from the field, 5 of 15. 60% from three-point land and 75% from the free throw line. Brayden Jakey has 6 points and leads the Mules in scoring. Charlie DeWitt has a bucket. Weston Vaux, 4 points. Milo Langmore has a bucket. Donovan Phillips hit a three-pointer, and Chris Enriquez had a nice turnaround shot. 2 points. Jeb Rizak, the leading scorer at Alma Heights, only has 2 points. Kobe Love has a three-pointer. For the Lanier Volks, they're shooting 15% from the field, 2 of 13, 2 of 14 from the three-point line, and 50% from the free throw line. Leading scorer is J.Q. Gonzalez. He has 9 of the 11 Lanier Volk points, and Fabian Massel has the other bucket. And that's basically, I think, Alma Heights defense has a lot to do with that. Turnovers very limited. And nobody for Alma Heights is in trouble, foul trouble. Charlie DeWitt has one foul. Milo Langmore a foul. And Jeb Rizak a foul. For Lanier, Justin Centeo, 2 fouls. Fabian Massiel, 2 fouls. And Julian Hernandez has 2 fouls.
Yeah, so they had 17 fouls in the first half.
Right.
And that's really what we expect, is it not?
I think so, yes. And I think Alma Heights' defense, too, suffocating Lanier's offense. And I think has a lot to do with it. They didn't score a point in the first quarter.
Well.
Which is, I think, amazing.
How many times have we seen that?
Well, with Alma Heights, their defense is so good. And I think Andrew Brewer, and the offense feeds off that defense. So, yeah, Andrew Brewer has them well coached, as usual. No surprise there.
All right, Hall of Famer.
Okay,
any other thoughts?
Coach. Just impressed with Alamo Heights. Again, very consistent, very deep. And I like Chris Enriquez. He's, I think, a space eater, and he had a nice shot. Nice. He looks pretty smooth.
Bunch of kids played, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back in a moment. Thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back in a moment on the Stephen Reese Halftime Show. You're listening to High School Basketball. Brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Both North Park Lexus of San Antonio and North Park Lexus at Dominion have earned the prestigious Elite of Lexus Award every year in business. That's 24 straight years of excellence for North Park Lexus of San Antonio. Visit either North Park Lexus location and test drive the Boulder 2020 Lexus RX 350 with a sporty stance and a refined interior that now includes a 12.3-inch touchscreen display and, for the first time ever, Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. North Park Lexus, proud supporters of high school athletics.
Pick and Pull is home of the lowest parts price. We even match competitors' gimmicky discounts. But what good is a discount if they don't have the parts you need? Pick and Pull has the largest inventory in South Texas. Thousands more parts cars, millions more car parts than others. Need extra cash to pay bills? Pick and Pull will buy your old car for cash, running or not, and will pick it up for free. We buy more because we pay more. Go to pickandpullsa.com for more info. Pick and Pull, the parts you need at a price you can afford.
Well, welcome back to the Stephen Reese Farmers Insurance Halftime Show. Mark and Danny. Mark, you're new to the broadcast. What'd you see so far?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really interesting was that we saw Lanier try a variety of things on defense. They started out in a bit of a matchup zone. We saw them go to man. And in the second quarter, at the end of the half, we saw them really extend the defense with some full court pressure and some traps at midcourt. That resulted in some success in terms of generating turnovers, but then they were, frankly, pretty futile on the offensive end. So it's going to be really interesting, I think, to see in the second half what they do, what their coach does in terms of approaching this from a defensive standpoint. They're not out of the game. They're down 13 points, but they're going to have to find a way to disrupt the Mules' offense because Alamo Heights, in my view at least, has them pretty outmatched in terms of size on the offensive end. So, if I'm Alamo Heights, I think it's business as usual. You're running your offense. You're looking good. And if I'm Coach Brewer, I'm telling them to keep playing good defense and keep getting good looks on the offensive side.
All right, Danny, your thoughts?
Well, the thing that jumps off the page is me as we prepared for this game. Lanier had two top scorers. Michael Munoz averaged 18.5 points a game, and Michael Mendiola had 13.5 points a game. Here at the half, they have 0 combined points, and only 2 players have scored. That just jumps off the page at me that the Mules have prepared themselves defensively to take those guys out of the game. For the Mules side of things, they've got 8 guys in the book that have scored. When you can get that kind of depth, you don't have to have a guy go off and get 20, 25 points. If you can get 5-6 points out of everybody that comes off the bench, then you're going to take care of this ball game.
Well, a very good point, Danny. Very good point. We're very happy to be on the air again. And, Mark, you brought us a new sponsor.
That's right, Dave. We want to thank one of our sponsors this evening is Order Up. Order Up Restaurant, located right there in Alamo Heights at the Lincoln Heights Shopping Center. And let me tell you guys, if you haven't been to Order Up lately, they've got some of the most incredible burgers, pizza, tacos. And let me tell you, their homemade chocolate chip cookies are unbelievable.
Did you say cookies?
I said cookies.
And where are they?
They're good. We'll have to get some up here in the radio booth next time. But Order Up, be sure to stop by. Tell them we sent you, mention Mules Basketball, and do yourself and your family a favor over the holidays. Stop by, Order Up, and grab lunch or dinner.
Yeah, and we're going to start some sort of we used to have a promotion where if the Alamo Heights Mules won, they'd get a free breakfast taco the next morning, and that's something we're going to work on.
That's right.
As we move forward. Roy Ann has joined us on the network, and we're happy to have her. And always give us a text, Danny. If any of your friend or foe, text us 210-602-3784. We love to hear from you. You know, insurance should come from a friend, someone you trust, someone local, someone in town, and someone that's been doing it a long time. Oppenheiser & Company has been around for over 136 years. They're only 2 years older than I am. They're the trusted choice for home, auto, business, farm, and ranch. Protect what you love with someone you can count on. Contact John Hanna, former Alamo Heights middle school coach, or Ross Armon today, or just stop by and say hello. They're down at 5701 Broadway, Suite 103. That's Oppenheiser & Company. Give them a call at 210-787-1110. All right, final thoughts. I want Danny, give us keys to victory for Lanier.
Eliminate the turnovers. Don't give up the easy basket. Make them earn their way back into the ballgame. Guard against that big streak that you know that they may go on. And just stay consistent on offense. Eliminate the turnovers.
Mark, Alamo Heights.
For the Mules, I think it's about continuing to force the Vox into outside shots, defending the interior, and then on the offensive end, working the ball to your advantage down in the post, down in the blocks, and getting those easier shots.
All right. Well, thank you so much, men. And we're going to bring them back right now. This is going to be a broadcast, which is our initial broadcast, and we had technical difficulties at the beginning of the broadcast. We're very happy we're on the air. And it was going to be one of the shortest broadcasts ever for Mark and his brand new.
My first broadcast almost didn't happen tonight, but glad we got the computer running and glad to be here.
All right, so the starters on the court are the same starters at the beginning of the ball game, I believe. That's DeWitt and Brysek and Jakely.
Nice backdoor cut that time. Vox started out on a man defense, and then nice cut to the basket to beat it.
26-11. Mendiola goes to the basket, gets fouled, and the ball goes in. The call is going to go against Kobe Love, and it's going to be an and one.
And already we see that aggressiveness by the Vox that we talked about at halftime. They need to do that to get into this game. They need to penetrate to the bucket, and we saw it happen there.
And Mendiola at the line for the Vox. He puts one in, completes the old-fashioned three-point play.
Mules have Donovan Phillips starting the second half instead of Weston Voss.
And that's a change. And Jakely goes to the bucket, puts one in on the layup.
Everybody was up high on the free throw line. Nobody to guard the baseline when he drove.
All right, out front to Gonzalez. Gonzalez goes to the hole. It's in and out. Pass back out to Mendiola. Gonzalez in the corner. Puts it up. No good. And
the official had to think about that one for a minute.
Yeah, he did. A lot of times what you're looking for is you're looking for if there's help. And that's actually both of their calls on that line. But a good job. No, Gonzalez out front. Over to Mendiola. Kobe Love on Mendiola, and DeWitt on Gonzalez. That goes back outside to Maciel. And Mendiola trying to go to the bucket. He does. And that's a good, good drive.
That's twice in a row now that he's done that. Penetrated to the basket. That's 4 points quickly for him. And I think they've figured out something here that they can try to use to exploit the Mules in the second
quick
half.
Quick shot by Colby Love. Colby Love can score. Comes in with what average, Danny?
Colby averages nearly 6 points a game.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He had a big game against San Antonio Christian their last outing. I think he scored 18. That goes up and in, and that was by Maciel.
Another interior shot that time.
Yeah, five of their six shots this half have been at the basket instead of out at the perimeter.
Yeah, that's probably Coach Martinez said something we need to do. Quick out to Colby Love, takes a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound is off the Mules, and it'll be Volk ball.
Shot didn't go in that time, but really good decision-making by Donovan Phillips. He had a backdoor cut, saw the shot wasn't open, kicked it out. It ended up not going in for the Mules, but smart play there by Phillips.
It was a good look, wasn't it?
It was.
All right, back outside, out front. Go the Volks, and they take it to the bucket. That's Munoz.
Kissed that one off the glass, and we've got a 10-point ball game.
Yeah, the Volks pull within 10. DeWitt. Oh. Over to Brysack. And stolen, another turnover. And nice passes. Oh, that was...
he misses the layup.
And a quick pass way down court to Jakely. He puts it in. And there'll be a timeout on the court. We'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company, where the score is 32-20 on Texas Sports Productions.
This is Bobby Stotzenberger from TSP. Your new home for Texas high school sports is TexasSportsProductions.com. Watch live broadcasts of Texas high school sports from around the state. Listen to live radio coverage of Texas high school sports from around the state. It's all right there for you on TSP through TexasSportsProductions.com. Did you miss the game or want to see or hear it again? Visit the archives on TexasSportsProductions.com. Get into the game today with TSP and TexasSportsProductions.com.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. I'm Dave Parker alongside Mark Supise and Danny Porch and the Hall of Famer David Klaus. It's 32-20. Lanier losing to the Mules currently. And Mendiola dribbling out front. Passes it outside to Munoz. Munoz covered by DeWitt. And Phillips jumps out on him. Oh. And good job by the officials. The trail official had the call. And he's going to call a foul before the drive, so it'll be on the floor. So the folks will inbound the ball.
Called it on Donovan Phillips on a reach before he got to... DeWitt inside.
Right. And I'll tell you a little bit about it officiating right there in a second. Okay, the ball goes back outside to Munoz. Munoz is covered by Phillips. DeWitt with a good steal and almost tries to save it out of bounds. Good hustle there, Mark.
Good hustle. Just lost his balance a little bit. Dribbled it off the sideline there. The box retained possession here.
You know, a lot of people don't even know what a Volk is.
I don't know what a Volk is. I can't even say it. Is it a Volk or a Vok?
It's a Volk.
Short for vocational.
And it's actually a nut.
It's a gear, yeah.
Yeah, gear.
Another 4-11 inside to bucket go. That time by the Volks.
32-22. Good job, Mark.
Thank you.
And nice pass over to Phillips. He gets hit. And now Brysack with a rebound. And that's going to be an end one.
Good job of just extending up and putting that ball back, not taking it back down to the floor. Caused the defender to reach, commit the foul. And he's got a chance for a three-point play here.
That was set up by the good penetration by DeWitt. He got the pass in and then set up the shot.
And he completes the old-fashioned three-point play, 35-22, 3:58 to go here in the third period. And that ball is a turnover and a quick pass up court. And it's going to be a foul call. And I tell you, DeWitt has great hands, doesn't he?
He really does, especially for a big man. He handles it well, and once again, the Mules get behind the defense and force a foul.
At the line, number 20, Charlie DeWitt. Two shots.
I want to check it again when they come down the other end of the floor. It looked like the Mules had gone into like a 2-3 defense that time.
35-22. First shot is up.
Boss, yeah.
Two team fouls each way for the Vokes and the Mules.
Weston Voss checks back in for Heights.
And DeWitt completes, shoots both free throws in. Coach Brewer looking rather dapper
they
tonight.
2-3.
Yeah, they have gone to the zone now.
Good pickup, guys.
Well, I heard Coach Brewer make a call.
Oh, that helps. 3:28 to go here in the third period, 37-22. Pass inside. Back outside to Mendiola. Makes a shot from the top of the key and hits it.
That was a pretty free throw line jumper there by Mendiola.
That's his eighth point of the ninth point of the quarter.
DeWitt passes it off to Voss at the high post. Down low to Jakely. He goes and puts it in.
Drove it right in. Took the easy shot off the glass and got the points for the Mules.
39-24.
Jakely has 8 for the quarter, 14 for the game.
Pass goes inside, back over, and the Vokes try to move it around, take a three-pointer. It's no good. Phillips, had the ball, but you've got to control the ball against these Vokes.
They're a scrappy defense, and we saw right there they get in for an easy layup against the Mules, and they're staying around in this game, only down 13, 2.5 to go in the third.
Maciel with the bat bucket for the Vokes. Back over to the DeWitt on the right wing, back over to Jakely. Pass over to DeWitt on the right side. Howard Brown will official with a count. That nice pass into Voss. Donovan Phillips, boom, nothing but net. Three-pointer, Donovan Phillips.
Great ball movement that time by Alamo Heights.
Well, the substitutes have played well today, Danny.
Yes, they have. They've come in and had to hit some key buckets.
Shot goes up and gives a shooter roll by Munoz. 42-28, 1:30 to go here in the third period of play.
Fox again extending that defense across the midcourt line, trying to create some pressure.
Pass out to Kobe Love on the right wing. Home down to Donovan Phillips. That's a great name for a basketball player, Donovan Phillips. Jakely inside, takes his man, posts him up, puts it off the glass.
And that's what Alamo Heights needs to just keep doing. They've got an advantage inside, and every time they go down to that block, it seems like they've scored tonight.
Goes into Mendiola. The shot's no good. Mendiola wanting a foul, does not get the call. DeWitt brings it up court, and that is a turnover, and DeWitt says, hey, my fault.
A little bit of an errant pass that time.
Langmore coming into the game.
Right, and Bryzak.
And Bryzak.
14-20.
As Kobe Love gets a break, and so does Jakely. Good job by the officials tonight. Of course, I would say that, being an official.
Well, you've got a little bit of a bias going on, Dave.
I don't actually always say that.
No, you don't always say that.
And still in that 2-3 zone are the Mules. Ball comes inside, almost stolen. Good job moving around. One of the things you don't want to do is kind of sit in the zone and not move your feet on defense.
That's right. Very active zone tonight for the Mules. This is a great opportunity with a lead here for Coach Brewer to let his team continue to get experience in this defense.
20 seconds to go, 16. Shot comes up outside, no good. Rebound, and the ball is put back up. And that was by Vargas. Three seconds to go, trying to get a shot off, and they're not going to do it. All right, at the end of three periods of play from the Alamo Convocation Center, the score is 44-30 in favor of the Alamo Heights Mules. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Safety in football has improved tremendously in recent years. But what happens to a young player who does suffer a catastrophic spinal injury? Texas Sports Productions supports Gridiron Heroes, who are there for athletes nationwide to make sure the transition to a new lifestyle is as smooth as possible. For nearly two decades, Gridiron Heroes has provided resources for the athletes and their families to face their new challenges. Gridiron Heroes needs your help to continue to support these young men. Find out more at gridironheroes.org.
The most important team member isn't always playing in the game. Sometimes they hold a clipboard on the sideline. A good coach doesn't just call plays. They instill confidence in the individual and help the team overcome adversity. At Frost, we believe that good coaching in your financial life can accomplish the same thing. After all, if we believe in you and you believe in you, anything is possible. Frost.
Welcome back. The Alamo Convocation Center. Score is 44-30 in favor of the Alamo Heights Mules. And the Vokes to inbounds. To inbound, not bounds, Danny. All right. Ball goes out to the outside to Centeno. Centeno back over to JQ Gonzalez out to Mendiola.
Mule still in the 2-3 zone.
And doing a great job keeping them away from the basket. Enriquez is in the ball game for the Mules.
A couple times Lanier has tried to get the ball to that cutter on the baseline. They haven't had any success doing that yet, but they keep looking for him.
Yeah, doing a good job in the middle of the zone. Low is Brysack. Going to call a foul on DeWitt. And that is only the third team foul, so Mills in no real team foul trouble.
Dave, Lanier shot 9 of 12 in the third quarter, a significant improvement from what they shot in the first half.
That is a significant improvement. Okay, ball goes back outside. Good defense by the Mules. That zone is eating people up.
Of course, the bad news for the Vokes was that the Mule shot 70% from the field in the third quarter.
And they have a collision between two Vokes, and traveling is called, rightfully so. 6:57 to go.
This is why you love to watch basketball. The Vokes come out in the third quarter, get three or four quick buckets going to the basket, so Coach Brewer changes his defense to stop the penetration, force them to go back outside, and the scoring stops. That's just the chess match of basketball. I love it.
That's right.
Jakely dribbling out front into Enriquez. Nice pass. Low to Brysack. And
nice
Brysack in with the layup.
Really good cut that time.
Nice give and go. Nice assist. Ball goes inside. Enriquez playing the middle of the zone. And a shot goes up outside. No rim on that. Errant pass on by Colby Love.
The Vokes are doing what you would want to do against a zone, which is penetrate to the middle of the zone. They just can't do anything with it once they get it there.
All right, so rebound comes off to the Mules, out to Colby Love on the right side. Inside to Enriquez on the high post. Jakely on the right side. Inside to Brysack, no good, but Enriquez with the rebound, gets it blocked, fights after it, and tries to put it back up, does not get the ball. Then Jakely steals it, left-handed layup, boom, good, 48-30.
For a minute there, it looked like the Vokes' man-to-man defense was going to result in a successful stand there, but got sloppy with it on the way down the court.
So, ball goes out front. DeWitt And a foul called on DeWitt. DeWitt's wrong place, wrong time. That's his third foul, according to the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. And Jakely's going to come out as Langmore comes into the game.
A lot of offense walking out, so he'll probably get a quick drink and get back in there.
Ball goes out front. Mendiola with the ball. Oh, a little elbow there, not called. Officials pretty much letting him play, except for DeWitt. DeWitt goes off of there, and Enriquez with the rebound. Controls the ball, throws it outside to DeWitt. Over to Brysack. And down low to Langmore. Langmore dribbling out front. And
folks
stolen.
Really extend the defense there. Get the steal.
And DeWitt knocks it out of bounds.
This is where the Mules are going to continue to run if it's opportunistic, but then also they're going to run some clock. You got an 18-point lead here with 4.5 to go. They're going to be deliberate once they get down there.
All right, 4:38 to go. As Coach Porch says, 18-point lead. Foul is, by belief, Kobe Love, and the ball goes in. It'll be the fifth team foul of the second half on the Mules.
Nice floater in the paint that time by Maciel to get the basket.
Foul before the shot.
Oh, they're calling
the call
before the shot.
Before the shot. That's a break for the Mules.
Yeah, that's lucky.
All right, long-distance shot by the Bokes, rebounded by Brysack.
Mules with the 18-point lead, 4:20 to go here in the game.
Probably need to just run some clock here. That's not who the Mules are this year, though. Off to Enriquez.
Nice play.
Oh, and he got fouled, but no call. Back over to Langmore, over to DeWitt, back over to Brysack. I tell you what, these Lanier Vokes have active hands.
Well, they really do, Dave.
And that ball is knocked out of bounds by Enriquez. Weston Voss comes back into the ball game along with Donovan Phillips. And we've got a timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Basketball. Brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions. The score is 48-30.
Hi, I'm Dave Parker, and I'm thrilled to announce the opening of Parker Plaza in 09. My son Clint and I have been a part of the Elm Heights community for a long time and are happy to bring luxury apartments to the area at the gates of Fort Sam Houston. They are spacious and fit the high standards expected in Terrell Hills and Alamo Heights. Please call 210-602-3784 for more information or visit our website at parkerplazain09.com.
For the best high school football coverage anywhere on San Antonio TV, join Jill Jelnick and Marcus Floyd every Saturday at 6 p.m. for the Friday Night Blitz on KCWX-TV. Friday Night Blitz will bring you exclusive highlights of the best games and the best plays, and you'll hear from the players and coaches from this exciting, one-of-a-kind show. Tune in Saturdays at 6 on KCWX-TV for the Friday Night Blitz, brought to you by Thomas J. Henry, IHOP, Six Flags Fiesta Texas, San Antonio Express News, United States Air Force, and AFFCU.
This is Bobby.
Welcome back to Alamo Convocation Center. The score here is 48-30. Favor of the Alamo Heights Mules over the Lanier Vokes in the first district ball game of the year. What is the district number, Coach Porch?
I'd have to look in my wallet.
Should be right there on the top.
I believe it's District 27.
District 27. All right. Pass goes inside.
Another inside bucket for the Vokes there. They definitely found something that works here in the second half, but it looks like it's going to be too little too late here in this ballgame.
Brysack brings it up. Good intense defense by the Vokes. Pass over to Langmore. Inside on a beautiful move to Brysack. And easy layup, 50-32. Should be 34,
no, they
says.
They did give them the basket while ago.
And they'll have to correct that.
No, they didn't give him the basket. It's 32.
Is it not? It's.
Folks getting multiple chances there under the basket. Two or three offensive rebounds. Couldn't put it in, though. Ball goes back to Alamo Heights.
Okay, DeWitt brings it up the right side. Pass over to inside to Phillips, and a touch pass over to Weston Voss, and he puts it through.
You mentioned the Bokes defense a minute ago, Dave. They're a scrappy team. They're not giving up. They're giving great effort, and this is a team we're going to see again in district a second time. So this is a team we want to continue to play hard against all the way to the end.
Yeah, and that was a nice block right there by Donovan Phillips. Then there's a foul called against the Bokes. Langmore comes out. And Heights will bring the ball in. 52-32.
Bokes showing full court pressure here.
And goes outside to Brysack. Brings it up on the right side. Nice pass over to Voss. He gets fouled and no call and misses the layup.
Bokes bring the ball back up the court now, looking to go some tempo.
Nice pass over to
number five, Justin Centeno.
Centeno, and the folks harassing everybody.
Doing what they can to try to generate turnovers here. That's their only chance, but with 2 minutes left, down 18.
Fat Lady's got her, but another turnover and a steal by the folks. And Mendiola puts it up, and he's going to be fouled. So he's got an N1. 52-36.
Forcing the turnover there. And I guess if you're Coach Brewer, you get to the end of a game like this, you've got the game in hand, but there's still some coaching opportunities and some things you can show the team on film about protecting the ball and just playing smart down the stretch here.
Well, one of the things that he said before the game was we need to learn how to close it out. When you've got somebody down, you need to step on their throats.
Yep. Yeah, they let St. Mary's Hall come back from about a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter to beat them in overtime the other night.
That's almost another turnover. Brysack controls. 139 and counting. Pass inside to Phillips. No good. DeWitt with the rebound. Passes it back out to Phillips. Over to Brysack. And to Jakely. And they protect the ball, which is so important. But then an errant shot goes up. And the Vokes come back up the court. And there's going to be a foul called. And I think that's going to go against Brysack. And that'll be the seventh team foul. Not sure if that was Brysack or not. Was it?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, it was Brysack. Second foul. 1:14 to go. 52-38. First free throw is good. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound off to Brysack. He quickly brings it up court. Every mule on this team can dribble the ball. Over to Phillips. Phillips inside and almost another turnover.
Heights ball. 1 minute to go.
Maciel stepped into the passing lane that time. Almost had another steal on his hands. Ball goes out of bounds. Off the baseline, and the Mules will inbound with a minute to go.
Just a little too sloppy for Coach Brewers. Inside to Voss. He puts it up. It's no good. And that's a rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lanier ball. And Mendiola up, and a nice drive.
Coast
puts it in. 47 to go. Seconds to go. 52-40. Pass down, and inside back to Voss, and a foul. That was close to flagrant right there.
Pretty hard foul that time. Maybe some frustration showing.
That foul was on Julian Hernandez. Hernandez. Let me get it right. 36.72 seconds to go.
It's a very authentic pronunciation on your part.
Unbelievable. All right, Voss hits the first of two.
See the Alamo Heights crowd down below us waving their blue and yellow pom-poms in celebration.
And Voss hits the second one, 54-40. 30 seconds, 6 seconds. We will have the Frost Bank post-game show after this. We'll go over some of the stats and talk about the upcoming broadcast and upcoming games. And foul. And we'll... will not shoot 1-on-1 because it's only the fifth team foul.
Dave, the Mules are obviously going to move to 1-0 here in district, and I think if you're Coach Brewer, you have to feel really good about how you started district play, coming off two straight losses, and really kind of got that taste out of your mouth, and you've started off good now going into the district season.
Jakely brings it up. No quitting these folks. Get another steal, and Mendiola goes up. He's going to be fouled by DeWitt. That's going to be his fourth foul of the contest. Charlie DeWitt has just found a way to foul tonight. But none of them were bad, Danny.
No, Charlie just goes hard all the time.
Mendiola misses the first of the 1-1. Actually, first of two, excuse me. Colby Love to shoot the comes into the ball game. And that shot is up and no good. Rebound to Donovan Phillips. 7 seconds to go. DeWitt can keep it on this end and end the ball game. He doesn't have to cross half court. And that's going to end the ball game. Final score here is 54-40. We'll be back in a moment with the Frost Bank postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Production.
High school football is all about.
Hi, folks. Joel O'Malley here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
San Antonio College, one of the oldest and largest single-campus community colleges in Texas, serves nearly 20,000 students each semester with a variety of different programs from nursing, journalism, fine arts, and American Sign Language, just to name a few. For more than 90 years, SAC has been a pillar of excellence, offering students the opportunity to get a quality college education at an affordable price. Learn more online at alamo.edu/SAC or check them out on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alamo Convocation Center. And Coach Brewer will be coming up with Charlie DeWitt. And we'll have an interview with him. We'll start with Charlie DeWitt. Yeah, just go ahead and let him have your headset. And let's get him in here as we start the halftime show, the Frost Bank halftime show. Then we'll go over stats, and Mark and Danny will give us some back input on the rest of the season. And come on in, Charlie. Good to see you, man. Hey, can you stop fouling people? All right. Don't, no sense in wasting them, is there? Let me give the first to Coach Brewer. And Coach, good start to district.
Outstanding start to district play. Outstanding. I was scared to death. They got some good players. They felt like, looked like both teams were in final exams today, especially early. They just couldn't buy a bucket. I think we got up 14 at the end of the first quarter, and then just kind of did just enough. There were some really spots of growth I was proud of tonight. Taking care of the ball late, passing up some shots late. I caught a timeout up 20 with about 2 minutes to go. I said, let's make today the day that we learn how to win a game, you know, and not shoot too quick. Mm-hmm. You know, for a team to figure out what's a good shot and what's a great shot, that's really vital if you're going to win close district games. So I felt like Braden passed up a shot. Milo Langmore passed up a shot. Charlie got us into offense and moved the ball. And it was really, you know, led us like he always does.
Well, and I tell you what, you made a good adjustment on the zone defense.
Well, you got to do something. If you can't stay in front of anybody, we couldn't stay in front of Dave Parker tonight.
Hey,
so
let's not get rash.
If you can't stay in front of Dave Parker, you got to. No, I'm kidding. No, it's been something we've toyed with for a couple of games, and I think that in the past maybe we haven't been as multiple defensively to give people other things to look at. And we did see on film that, man, it just flat out slows people down. They have to think about what to do. There's not obvious driving lanes for them. So that was really helpful for us tonight to be able to downshift into some zone and make them take some time to score.
Well, excellent start to district. And
thanks,
now,
sir.
Now that it really matters.
Yeah, it matters for sure now.
All right, let's bring in Charlie. And, folks, this is Charlie DeWitt, the starting point guard for the LMR Heights Mules. Well, Charlie, kind of fun tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah, tons of fun.
And you came into this ball game. You know, you guys kind of had a tough last ball game, couldn't close out. This, I think what we really saw is that you really went in and closed this ball game out.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of work on closing games out in practice ever since the San Marcos game. Just, you know, putting us down eight in practice and up eight, of course, to close the game out. So, I mean, I think it says 20 points in the third quarter. I mean, we haven't done that really all year. It's usually where we lose the game is towards the end of the third. So I think we did a lot better today.
How do you see your job as the leader of this ball club?
I think as the leader, that doesn't necessarily mean I score all the points or get all the rebounds and assists. I think it really means that I put my teammates in the best place to succeed. And I mean, especially with this new transition style we're doing, where pretty much as soon as we get it, we're running. We're trying not to do a whole lot of half-court stuff. So I think it's to get them in a place to succeed and not necessarily so much myself.
All right. Well, you're doing an excellent job of moving the ball around. What if you had something that you wanted to work on for the next ball game, what would it be?
Probably, I mean, still closing out games. I mean, I feel like there was a few possessions, even myself, where we either took a bad shot or a quick shot or turned it over. I think that goes hand-in-hand with our transition style because we like to play fast now, so we don't get a lot of rotation in the half-court offense, so we don't waste a lot of clock. But, if I were to work on anything, I guess that would be it.
All right, you know, some of those fouls were just the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those deals where you just happen to be there, and it's like somebody got touched and you got called. Coach Porch, anything you got for Charlie?
Charlie, my favorite play of the night probably is one that was very insignificant, except down here you went sliding into the bleachers trying to get a loose ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of effort will win ball games for us.
Thank you.
I just want you to know that we see that stuff up here and we appreciate it. So is that something y'all talk about, that extra little burst to get that 50-50 ball?
Well, 50-50 ball is how you win the game, I think. I mean, when it comes down to it, usually whoever has more possessions wins it. So if you can get one that's just rolling on the ground right there and the other people want to pick it up while standing and you can dive on it, I feel like taking that opportunity will help you win.
All right, Charlie. Well, thanks for talking with us this evening. We'll be back in a moment on the Frostbank postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by John Wayne Service Company on Texas Sports Productions.
Hi, folks. Joel Dolly here with the Mission Open Air Market. As you know, high school football is a major part of this community, just like the Mission Open Air Market has been over 35 years. Remember, that's the Mission Open Air Market, the king of bargains. We've got acres and acres of new and used merchandise and thousands of shoppers. So remember, we're open every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the corner of Morrison Boulevard and Southeast Loop 410, and I'll see you here.
Welcome back to Alamo Convocation Center, where the Alamo Heights Mules scored
54
points, and the Lanier Volks didn't come close to that, and so the Mules closed out the game. Mark, kind of your initial thoughts on Mule basketball.
Well, yes, as I mentioned earlier, I think that this was a great sort of momentum changer for the Mules. They had lost a couple of games in a row here. This was a chance to start fresh and say, guys, we're starting district play, and these are when the games really count. These are the games that are going to count towards hopefully a playoff run later in the spring. And so I thought what you saw tonight was a team that came out focused. I thought there were some little bumps early on. They had some shots that they could have taken, as Coach said, that they passed up, but they got things straightened out. I thought their offense looked actually quite efficient. They did a good job getting the ball inside for easy buckets, and then you know, on defense, this is a defense that's going to be tough for teams in this district to go up against this year. So overall, I thought it was a great win for the Mules, great way to start district play, and it's going to be really interesting to see now how that carries forward as we continue district play later this month and into the new year.
All right, so we'll go over some of those games that will come up. Let's go ahead and turn the mic over to David Klaus, the Hall of Famer. Let him go over some of the stats and have him come in.
Okay.
David?
Yes, sir.
All right, so talk to us.
Well, Alamo Heights shot 59% from the field, 50% from three-point land, and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Lanier was 15 of 31 from the field, starting out very cold in the first quarter, 49%, 10% from the three-point line, 2 for 20, and 3 for 7 from the line. Individually, Alamo Heights' leading scorer was Braden Jakey, 17 points.
Let's get that right.
What is it?
Danny?
It's Jakely.
Jakely.
Jakely. Braden Jakely, 17 points. Jeb Bryzak, 9 points. And Weston Voss had 8 points. Donovan Phillips had 6 points, both three-pointers. Charlie DeWitt, 4 points. Weston Voss, 8 points. Langmore had a basket. And Kobe Love had 5 points. Outscored Lanier in the second half, 30 to 29, pretty even. Now, Lanier, again, 15 of 31 from the field, 2 of 20 from three-point line, and 3 for 7 from the free-throw line. Their leading scorer was Michael Mendiola, with 14 points. JQ Gonzalez had 9 points, all in the first half. And Fabian Maciel had 8 points. So pretty dominant performance defensively by Alamo Heights, and led the whole way almost. And, led the whole way and looked impressive for the first district.
Any areas of improvement that you'd identify?
Just the ball handling, taking care of the basketball. I think they did a great job that way, and that's the only thing I can think of. They had good defense on that perimeter, and free throws were right on target, 8 of 9. I think they did a great job.
All right. Well, let's bring back in Mark. And I'll go and tell you that insurance should come from a friend, someone you trust, someone local. Give John Hanna a call or Ross Armon at Offenheiser & Company since 1882. And they are a company that will take care of your every need. I just got the bill, Mark. And it's a big one for the Parker Plaza, and $8,000. So I'm going to have to put all my pennies together for next year's insurance.
Well, nothing but the best at Parker Plaza.
Yeah.
That's right.
and Danny Porch pulls out a dollar for me. Thanks, Danny. That's really helpful. All right, Mark, talk about future games.
Well, the Mules are going to be back in action on the 20th of December. We're going to be at Fox Tech for our next district game, 6:30 p.m. tip-off. December 28th, we've got a game right here against Jefferson, also a district game, 6 p.m. tip there. We will be back on the air January 3rd, 11:30 a.m.
January the 8th.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are correct. January 3rd, 11:30 is the game at Burbank, and then January 8th, we're back on the air, 6:30 p.m. right here against Breckenridge. So some key games coming up, Fox Tech, Jefferson, Burbank, and Breckenridge, the next four. And it'll be interesting to see if the Mules can keep the momentum going, Dave.
Yeah, and let me just tell you that we can certainly use some more sponsors, and we might be able to put on a few more games. We'd also like to put on some girls' games, if at all possible.
That's right.
So give me a call at 210-602-3784. That's 210-602-3784. Final thoughts, Danny.
My final thoughts are, you're always here. You can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can sure lose one. Well, you know what? There's two teams playing. And tonight there was a 14-point difference at the end of the first quarter. There's a 14-point difference at the end of the ball game. These two teams are very evenly matched. It was the start of the game where the Mules took control and then were just able to keep that control the rest of the game. But I expect when we go to Lanier in the second round, this to be a tight ball game from start to finish. So good ball game by the Mules tonight. Lots of room for improvement, especially on the turnovers. And if they do that, they'll be okay.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that we'll be bringing you that second ball game on our scheduled broadcast later on in the season. Mark, Well, how'd you like your first broadcast?
Well, it was great. It was great working with you guys up here in the booth. And, of course, being just right next to the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. I mean, I'm a little starstruck. But I'll get over it pretty quick here. And it was great being up here, guys. Look forward to doing more of these as the season goes on.
All right, Danny?
Can I say a personal note? The Alamo Heights community has really rallied and helped my family as my wife went through her cancer surgery. And fortunately, she's doing real well. But I'd like to say a thank you to those people that have really stepped up and pitched in and helped our family as we've gone through this.
Well, I tell you what, and our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to her. She is a fighter, though, and she's a heck of a lot smarter than you are.
Well, she's a lot tougher, I can tell you.
And better looking.
Yes.
That's why I'm on the radio.
All right. Well, the final score here from the Alamo Convocation Center was 54-40, favor of the Alamo Heights Mules as they take their first district game. I apologize for getting on the air late. We had a computer issue, and hopefully next time when we go on the air, it'll be at 6:10 and not 6. We didn't miss any of the game.
No, it was amazing. We got it going right as tip-off happened.
And hopefully our listeners didn't give up on us. All right. Final score, 54-40 for Danny Porch, for Mark Supise, and for the Hall of Famer, David Klaus. I'm Dave Parker. Good night, everyone.